man.
He was your father.
Let the dead bury their dead.
Look, I already paid for the car to take us to Manchester. It's only his funeral. That's the least you could do for him. How you could refuse to go to your own father's funeral?
He died in the gutter like a dog.
Will you bloody sit down and stop pacing up and down the room? Why? Why, for heaven's sake? Surely you are man enough to know that you have to go to your own father's funeral? You said yourself that he visited you every week or phoned you to let you know how he was doing. He was a good man. He gave a lot of pleasure to a lot of people. And the one thing you did when you... He gave a lot of pleasure to a lot of people. And the first thing you did when you read in the Melody Maker that he was dead is burn the tapes with his music and make silly excuses that you don't want any beatnik antique dealer to get their hands on his music.
He's right. Because if they were going to use his music for the benefit of black people, it wouldn't be too bad. But it's some of them wicked rascal people who call themselves art collector. They are really antique dealer, waiting for black people to drop dead so they can make millions out of the dead black people music.
That's why all the famous blacks are dead.
What do you expect when they just shoot and kill 11 of us in South Africa this year, 1973?
Shaky, for God's sake, Manchester is where your only relation, your father, is lying in the morgue and is going to be buried at 4:30 this afternoon. Are you going to get ready? We must hurry. There isn't much time.
You are a real dreamer. There'd be a little more peace if you'd only shut up. You're wasting your time. I am not going to any funeral.
Jesus Christ. Listen what they write about the man. Shaky King, the well-known West Indian flute player with his oriental style playing, was found dead on Tuesday outside a betting shop near the Piccadilly area in Manchester. Shaky King was well known for his happy flute playing in the London pubs and around the country. No one knows for sure how he died, but he was well known for his heavy drinking. He occasionally found it difficult to breathe since he suffered from asthma. The Earl of Bullock Sanford, who is the landlord of one of London's most famous pubs, the Cow and Two Horns in the East End, said yesterday, Shaky King, Hawk, as he is known to his friends, brought a ray of sunshine from the West Indies with his happy music. The Earl, who is the nephew of General Jesdal, the famous desert fighter, ranked next to no other than Lawrence of Arabia. The Earl also has a once famous aunt who was the first English lady to bring clean jazz to London in the late 20s and early 30s. Over the last 5 years, the Earl says he spent his winter season skiing in Switzerland. We were interrupted from behind the bar by a buxom barmaid shouting, Nick! It was Lady Bullock Sanford, of course, telling Earl Bullock Sanford that it was time for him to get weaving behind the bar. Nick went on to say how much he missed Shaky's music. Shaky King, he said, was one of the last Oriental great black musicians. One customer interrupted and said, There will be a few sad faces tonight. Earl Bullock Sanford went behind the bar, kissed Lady Bullock Sanford on the left cheek, since she was suffering from toothache on her right cheek, and thanked her for being so patient. He said that the light will be dim in their hearts tonight for Shaky King, or Hawk, the name he will be remembered by in the East End.
He gets a big write-up in his epitaph.
It's not him they're talking about. They only mention his name a few times. They haven't said anything about his music.
I can remember when every white man had him believing that he was the greatest black musician in England.
Well, he was. I heard him a few times in one of those pubs on Chelsea.
It's the Chelsea beatnik set that killed him with cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Since he came to England, he became more stupid every day.
What are you talking about? You refuse to go to his funeral, your own father, Priscilla's grandfather. What will you tell your daughter? Your father died and you refuse to go to his funeral? Well, maybe you are a kid or a man. I don't know, but pay a little respect. See your father on his last journey to his grave. How can you lose? He was your father, who I know loved you very much.
Amen. Stumpy, light up another Fidel Castro Havana-style ganja spliff. I should be out on the street beating the bass drum and let the dead bury their dead. Because John saw them coming to Rasclart.
Which John?
John the Baptist inside the Bible saw them coming robed in white.
And if John the Baptist was here today, he would tell Shaky to go to Manchester where his father is lying dead waiting to be buried. Oh, God. He must have died a lonely man. If the dead could speak, he would kill you two bastards for the little sanity that left in this world. Why don't you go to your father's funeral? Or if you don't want to go with me, take Stumpy. It's only 4 days ago he was here telling... It's only 4 days ago he was here talking to the both of you. Don't you care to find out how he died?
Can the dead speak the English language?
Not even a live black man can speak the English alphabetical language. For 500 years, Europe has been teaching the black man their different English languages. And to this day, the black man is not advanced enough to spell his name in the white people language.
How can they learn to spell their names when they don't even know which tribe in Africa they belong to?
The only name the blacks got in white people language is ghetto and jungle to Ras Clark.
And not even jungle will last, because the white man will soon turn every woodland in the West Indies into supermarket.
I suppose they would like to keep Africa as their big hypermarket center.
Not a rascal chance, because John saw them coming, white robe and white faces.
Your father is dead in Manchester. Dead. This is the last chance you will have to see his face before they bury him.
Bury him? You mean burn him? There's no ground space left to bury poor people in England, huh? That's one of the reasons Mr. Powell wants to get black people out of England. They are short of burial space, and the good books say that 10,000 of us shall fall.
More like 10 billion if all the other bastards is like you two.
Ras Clark, the old man dead.
And it shall be that every soul shall not hearken to that prophet from among the people. Acts 3, verse 22.
Bloody acting bastard. Why don't you do something? At least go to Manchester to collect his flute and his belongings from the morgue.
What flute? It was a fife made of bamboo. That was the instrument he played.
What belongings did he have? A quarter bottle of whiskey and some hash?
Which is not even good ganja.
Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! God have mercy!
But Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have that I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ as Nazareth.
So vile and wicked. Acts 3, verse 6. Wicked, 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 the both of you. I shall go to your father's funeral.
God damn it! Who's stopping you?